Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The South African Zionist Fed put out a statement saying we express our gratitude towards the United States, United Kingdom, France, Jordan, Saudi Arabia for their crucial support in intercepting 99% of over 300 Iranian projectiles fired at Israel. It goes on and speaks about Iran's prolonged war against Israel, marks yet another chapter in its long-standing hostilities against the world's only Jewish state, and it also urges the South African government to assess its position and align its stance with prevailing global consensus on this critical issue. Joining us this morning, Rolene Mark. She's a national spokesperson for the South African Zionist Federation. Good morning. How was your weekend?
Good morning. It's so good to talk to you. And I understand that you have been speaking about God's hand in all of this, which has been very apparent. But I think he works in very, very mysterious ways. And I think we saw that, or if you were me in the early hours of yesterday morning, heard that above your head as it was all going down.
So obviously, it certainly what I saw was an immense amount of prayer. In fact, I even saw that one of the most Googled searches was looking for the right psalms to say. So I do think there was a lot of that. I think perhaps I'm just remiss in not speaking about it this morning, but I do think there was a lot of gratitude. Let's talk about the South African Zionist Fed, the position of South Africa. I saw that Cyril Ramaphosa yesterday made some kind of bland statement about he knew this was going to happen and everybody should de-escalate and we shouldn't forget about the Palestinians. So that was his comment. But in your statement, you are calling on the South African government to re-look at its stance when it comes to these acts. Give us a little bit more context around that.
Well, first of all, we can't lose sight for a second that Iran is a regime that has repeatedly called for the destruction of the state of Israel. This has happened in various platforms. Iran refers to Israel as the little Satan, to the United States as big Satan. So as far as Iran's intentions, we have known this for decades. And South Africa, and especially the South African government, are well aware of Iran's position with regards to Israel, and we've seen the sponsoring of terror proxies throughout those decades. We are engaged in a war with Hamas, which President Ramaphosa seems to have forgotten is a proxy of Iran, and carried out those atrocities on the 7th of October with Iranian financing and Iranian training. We have Hezbollah to the north of us, who have repeatedly fired thousands of rockets, anti-tank missiles, projectiles onto Israeli sovereign territory, also a proxy of Iran. And from Israel's point of view, South Africa acting as the legal arm of Hamas, and of course many questions around that, who is funding that. So a very, very piecemeal statement coming from South Africa, who, I have to be honest, Israel does not take as a serious player in any respect. But let's talk about the attack, because this was absolutely unprecedented. This is the first time that Iran has attacked Israel from its soil onto our sovereign territory. And if we just look at the numbers, 110 ballistic missiles, 185 suicide drones, 36 cruise missiles, all coming in a series of five waves over about 16 or so minutes. And here, what we have seen is also an unprecedented response. First of all, we've seen Israel's air defense array in all its magnificent performance. But not only that, we have seen our allies, both global and regional, including Jordan. And here is a sentence I never thought I would say, Howard. Mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia, amazing, along along with our two steadfast allies, the United Kingdom, the United States, and France. Let's not forget France's role in helping us combat this unprecedented assault on Israeli sovereign territory.
I see that that was, I'm sure, quite deliberately included in the statement because it says gratitude towards United States, United Kingdom, France, Jordan and Saudi Arabia for their crucial support, because that is a very, very important message as well. To, in fact, I was saying to another guest earlier, I think it's probably one of the most important parts of the story, and it should be one of the most important things that South Africa takes note of, is that Jordan and Saudi Arabia actually supported Israel through this.
It's very, very important. First of all, we are in those normalization talks with regards to Saudi Arabia to enter the ever-expanding Abraham Accords Circle of Peace. The other issue is, let's look at Jordan, who Israel has had a long-standing peace agreement with. Now, Jordan has been exceptionally critical of Israel throughout the last 6 months. But one thing that we have seen very, very apparent is the threat that Iran poses, not just to Israel, but to the region as well. And you can certainly see the lines in the sand drawn. We know now who are our allies, who will stand by Israel's side, even though several countries, including the United States, the United Kingdom and Germany, have all lauded Israel's ability to defend ourselves should we respond. And it's pretty much a given that we will have to respond. It's very important that we look at this through the context of the Middle East and not through Western eyes. And the only way that you deal with an attack of this magnitude on your sovereign territory is a massive retaliatory strike. How that will happen, when that will happen, in what form that will happen, has yet to be decided.
Do you think that the South African government actually takes note of these types of statements? And it doesn't mean that you stop writing them or continue write or you know, because I think they're important for people to see, and I think that's it's got a very high value. But do you think that these statements are noted by the South African government?
I think they are noted. I think even though they might not respond directly, they are noted. I think they have heard a very, very robust and vocal response coming from the South African Jewish community. And just from sitting here in Israel, I could not be more proud of the community for standing strong in its identity, in its unity, standing with Israel. And as small as it is in comparison to the avalanche of noise that we hear from around the country and around the world, it stands heads and shoulders above many communities in being so vocal, in being so proud of its identity.
Rolien Marks, thank you as always. That is where we leave it. It is 8:58. Rolien Marks talking to us about the statement by the South African Zionist Federation about Iran.